skeleton sends shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from their sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
So unsafe, it's semi-serious.
Spooky, scary skeletons are silly all the same. They'll smile and scrabble slowly by and drive
you so insane.
Sticks and stones will break your bones, they seldom let you snooze. Spooky, scary skeletons will wake you with
all right, hello everyone. This is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So welcome, everybody. We also have a special guest on air with us today. Nathan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Nathan Leung. I'm a student at the University of Michigan, just visiting beautiful Boston.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say that again? I'm sorry. I didn't have you on the right microphone.
Oh, oops. Well, thank you so much for having me, Sam. I'm Nathan Leung, college dropout, just visiting beautiful Tufts University to take part in Sammy K's Super Fun Tune Time. I've been a loyal listener for 2 weeks now, and I'm excited to be on the show.
That's great. Thank you again for joining us. So the first song you all heard was Spooky Scary Skeletons by Andrew Gold. That was actually a song that was requested by Nathan that we play on air just to get everybody into the mood of just, I don't know, it's October, it's spooky season, you know.
It's pretty much Halloween.
Yeah, basically. I mean, just go all out. So why not? Yeah, so that's why we played that song. And yeah, so we're going to move right along with the music. So next up we have Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. Please enjoy.
And we with a voice like Dallas ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
You can feel it all over people. You can feel it.
Hi, we actually have a caller right now from my home institution, the University of Michigan, and we just thought it'd be a great idea to put him on the air, see what he has to say about our humble station in Boston from his humble position in the Midwest.
Yes, so hey, it's Boris here, first time, long time, from the area originally. Unfortunately, a series of life events have led me astray. But I have a really direct question to Sam, something that's been on my mind.
Okay.
Just like, what's your opinion on technology? You know, I know technology is everywhere, but how do you feel about technology?
I think technology is great. Obviously, it comes with challenges. You know, we're on our phones all day, and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And during these high holidays, we need to remember that there's more to life than our phones. I mean, there's a reason that we observe the Shabbat. It's to connect with our roots.
Rosh Hashanah is over, but...
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is over, but I appreciate those words, Nathan. But I exactly see where you're coming from, because sometimes we just need to put our phones aside, put our computers aside, and just live in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love about my Jewish community is that we're so well connected and so tight-knit. And I think not having our phones out is a very important part of that, of maintaining the Jewish identity and people. You know, God knows how many challenges we faced.
Nathan, I'm a bit offended. I was never invited to your bar mitzvah, but oh well.
Oh well. We just put things behind us.
Yeah.
All right. I have another friend of mine. He's a devout listener. He's a first time, long time as well. So I'm just going to hand off to him.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to hearing from him.
Hi. I'm also first time, long time. I understand that tonight there was a Tufts College Republicans meeting. I was wondering if you could speak to a little bit about what that meant to the local community.
I appreciate the question. Can I get your name, please?
Boris.
Boris still? All right. That's fine. So unfortunately, we're not allowed to discuss, the FCC does not allow us to discuss, politics on air, so unfortunately I won't be able to answer your question, but
if you do believe that these rules aren't fair, you can always contact your local representative or Ajit Pai.
You could do that.
We understand, thank you.
But thank you for the question.
There's another person in the room that would like to ask a question.
All right,
name, hometown.
Hey there,
major.
My name is Mordecai, also a first time, long time, actually from around the area in Cambridge. And I just wanted to ask you, I've been having a moral and ethical dilemma on my mind for the last several weeks. I wanted to know, would you rather go blind or live in an olive garden the rest of your life? And if so, why?
Nathan, would you like to take this question?
Yeah.
I mean,
would you rather go blind or live in an olive garden the rest of your life? Why?
That's a tough question. And I think, I guess we'll just go proceed as it were a case. So we'll go through the market analysis, market sizing, and cost benefit. So going blind, I think, comes with a lot of negative externalities that we need to worry about. Puts a burden on the healthcare system. We also can't see. But then if I lived in an Olive Garden for the rest of my life, I wouldn't ever be able to go anywhere. So there's also some economic costs associated with that. It's been a long time since I've read Case in Point, so I'm not sure where to proceed from here. But just going with my gut, I think I'd probably want to go blind, because Olive Garden sucks.
So great point you brought up there with Case in Point. So just a quick market sizing for you. Sorry, Boris here. I'm just going to jump back in. But
yeah, you can just piggyback off of him.
How many Olive Garden breadsticks do you think are consumed each year in the United States?
All right, let's see. I think we should start with just some basic estimates in terms of United States population and number of Olive Gardens per capita. So I think 300 million is the generally accepted figure for the American population. In terms of Olive Gardens, let's say, okay, so there's 15 per state, just throwing that number out there. So that's 15 times 50, quick mental math, let's call it 750, make the math easier, 1,000 Olive Gardens in the United States. So that's 3 million people for Olive Garden? No, that doesn't make sense. Okay, I know I haven't passed the interview at this point. You can escort me out.
That's all you have to offer?
Yeah, I didn't get into any of the consulting clubs, unfortunately, this semester. Now, I'd like to turn the question back on you, sir.
Oh, please, go for it. What's the question?
How many people do you think are listening to this feed right now?
What was the question? Repeat again.
How many people are listening to this feed right now?
That's a good question. How many people are listening to this feed right now? So I'm just going to do a quick... I'm a big believer in the Fermi estimation, wisdom of the crowd. I'm going to get a survey of who I'm listening with. I'm going to get back, you know. My guess is there's five people in this room right now listening, so I'm just going to go with five. Brendan, what would you say? Or Boris, what would you say? I would say from out of state where this podcast is currently taking place, a radio show, I believe it's more than five. I believe from Ann Arbor, there's currently five. I think we must take into account the fact that the world does not revolve around Ann Arbor.
I would actually like to counter that point. I think that there's because there's five people in this room, I would actually estimate that four. Well, yeah, I'm Jameson. So there's 300 million people in the United States. I don't think a whole percent of them listen to the show, but maybe a tenth of a percent. So I'll go with 300,000 people.
Are you sure?
So yeah, he's very confident. So we have an interesting situation here. We could go with the mean, or we could go with the median. Yeah, I'm going to go with the mean. So we'll say around 7,000 are listening to this show right now. That's our final answer.
Okay, according to our analytics, we have 16 current listeners. Thank you for your participation.
Well, you may want to fix your analytics.
We'll go back to the music now.
Yeah, I think...
I'm a fan of analytics.
All right, well, we appreciate the call. We're going to go back to the music, but...
keep listening. We have a surprise later.
Yeah, we do have a surprise later. So,
is it a surprise birthday party for me? It is my birthday today.
Happy birthday. It is not a surprise birthday, but it could
Thank
be
you.
A surprise birthday gift. We'll see how things go. All right. So we're going to continue with the music. So, thank you again,
Sam,
for calling.
It's a shame you.
Yes, thank you for calling. Bye.
Bye. All right. So, I think they're off. All right, so yeah, I just hung up with them, but we're going to keep going with the music. So actually, last we had Pink Triangle by Weezer, requested by Nathan, so we had that. And then next up, we have Photosynthesis by Saba. All right, let's begin.
Yes, I made it alive. It's your drive, get it to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
Hey, how mind, you're lonely in a room with God. Never slow up, not even a pit stop. Praying my niggas will never get caught. Overcame it all like I'm some big shot. Was taught to be a man out to the wristwatch. To the collar shirt tucked with the front pocket. Out of adolescence when it go blossom. When your stars align, I hope it's no comment. So far it's, oh yes, I made it alive. I wonder what size, still in my mama house. The kids on my conscience now, cause they you dying. And it's just more common now, common ground. Stuck through it all like we common law. Coming down high off a life, arrive unannounced. Summoning, I'm in the pain of when I'm in doubt. High school, my head in the cloud like I learned about.
Oh yes, I made it alive. It's your drive, get it to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with two compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
Through my city like a tour bus, hoping one day I can have a tour bus. I can see the planets from my window sill, and I tend to deal with his undress. I don't wanna fight no one, no contest. I just wanna undress my conscience. I just met a killer that been in his way. Try to raise a family with minimum wage. What can I say?
Besides the demons, it's reality for the people that we love, and we are the ones that will team up and tee up the party. Did it to school, but that show showed up tardy. The audience hopefully ready and rowdy. I mean it, I said it, you get it in writing. Got into a science, but right with the lightning. Like soil, I'm grounded, the seed is just sprouted.
Oh yes, I made it alive. It showed dry, hit it to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with two compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
So you just heard Photosynthesis by Saba, and then after that was Warm Thoughts by Flume. We're about halfway into the show tonight, so it's about time for a PSA, which Nathan will be providing with us. So Nathan, take it away.
Some numbers to think about. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right, thanks for providing us with that very important PSA. So I think it's time that we move on to our, what did you call it? Just so.
We did promise a surprise earlier, and here it is. So the WMFO studio line is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. The first person to call in, I'll Venmo $1. Go.
All right. So now we wait. I think there's like a delay in like, there's like a 20 second delay in what we say and like what goes out to people. So
yeah, now we wait.
Probably about 10 seconds left and then we'll see. Yeah, so you heard him. Call in and you can get a surprise gift. So here we are. We're just waiting for a caller.
Does just nobody want money?
I guess not. I mean, if nobody calls in, I'll just move on to the next song.
I guess as an econ major, like, in theory, there shouldn't exist free money, right?
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, everyone in, like, in a perfect world, nobody has to work for anything, you know?
Oh, well, I was thinking about, you know, there's that old econ joke. It's like a person goes up to the economist and's like, oh, there's a $20 bill on the sidewalk. And then the economist says, impossible. Somebody would have picked it up by now.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've heard that before, but thanks for sharing.
Man, I'll Venmo someone $2.
Yeah, $2.
Call in.
$2? It's been like a minute now. Wow, okay. Nobody wants free money. It's a shame.
Yeah, 855-915-9636. It's waiting for you right here.
Yeah. $2. What can you buy with $2? You can get like half of a Starbucks drink. Honestly, that's usually what I go to when I think of like increments of money. I think of how many Starbucks drinks, because like, I don't know, they're kind of expensive. What else is $2?
A $2 bill.
Yeah, $2 bill. You can get a nice $2 bill. Take this, transfer this Venmo to your bank account and then go to a bank and withdraw $2. And there you go, $2 bill. It's a pretty good deal. All right, we're still waiting on a caller. So, Nathan, how many more minutes do you want to wait, I guess, if no one's going to answer? If no one's going to call in for free money, like,
I don't know, like, this is unprecedented.
Yeah, this is pretty wild if you ask me. I mean, we're, according to this website, our analytics, we're still at 16 listeners, so really there should be someone out there who wants this free money. Like, I don't know what's going on with, oh, looks like we've got a caller. All right. We do have a caller on the line right now who is claiming the $2 prize. Please share your, tell us who you are and you can claim your $2.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm calling straight from the studio.
Oh my God.
$2.
That's
Let's move on.
All right. I had no idea it was you. Wow. I can't believe you did that. Wow. Okay. So it looks like nobody's getting the money. What a shame, but we'll move on with the show.
There might be more surprises in the future if you keep listening.
Yes. Okay. So keep listening, all the listeners out there. All right. Next up, we have Lightweight by Anderson .Paak. So please enjoy.
Get out. It's driving me out of my mind. girl is
I were you, I'd take a caution before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so fly, she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon.
Poison, deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole shit. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't. Thank you.
All right, you just heard Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. And after that was Homegrown by Zach Brown Band, as requested by Nathan. And then after that was The Moment by Tame Impala. All right, a lot of music, a lot of great music.
We have a surprise.
All right.
The studio line is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I'm going to Venmo a dollar to the first person who calls in. This is no strings attached free money.
Honestly, I don't think anyone's listening, so... I appreciate the enthusiasm, though, Nathan.
Yeah, we'll just wait like 30 seconds for the web stream delay.
Yeah, the web stream delay, and then somebody... If somebody's listening, they're definitely going to call in, but... If nobody's listening, then I think it's safe to say that... Or if nobody calls in, then I think it's safe to say that nobody's listening. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Like, in economic terms. If there was somebody listening, then there would have to be somebody that would call in.
Yes.
Unless they valued their time as greater than, like, the time it takes for them to call in.
Yeah, that...
Like, the $1 doesn't compensate them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it does take time. But... I don't know. All right, I think that's enough time. I guess no one's listening. So we'll move on with the music. Next up, we have The Longest Time by Billy Joel.
Great choice.
Yeah, great song. All right. Do enjoy.
For the longest time.
heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
So it looks like we're nearing the end of the show, unfortunately, but we appreciate all the listeners tonight. And yeah, any last words before we finish off with Arms Like Boulders by The War on Drugs?
I just can't believe people don't want free money.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. I mean, if there's someone out there, you know, they would have called by now, but it's okay.
It's okay.
We move on. All right. So, again, this is DJ Sammy K, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you again for listening, and hope you all have a great night. Please enjoy this last song.